Hear this story. Help me with the details here, Eric. This was the plane that was flying, what was it, Heathrow to Dubai on Saturday?
Yes. British Airways.
It was a $500 million 747. Was forced to be turned around by somebody who took a crap that was so awful that they could not remove the smell from the plane's cabin, and the pilot actually turned the plane around.
And it's not like you can crack a window on a plane.
They turned the plane around?
They turned the plane around. The pilot made an announcement to the crew, and everybody said, you may have noticed there's a quite a pungent smell coming from one of the toilets. It's a liquid fecal excrement, and because of that, we're going to have to turn around. So they went back to the...
I believe he said... ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain joking.
That must be a first in aviation history.
I wouldn't be seeing that. Yeah, it is. Fortunately, they were only about 10 minutes into the flight, Eric. It wasn't too long.
Yeah, it was a 7-hour flight. We're talking 20 minutes into
7 hours?
Right? 20 minutes in, they're like, no, we can't do the rest of this.
You know what else we learned about this, Randall? I didn't know there was a poop deck on a plane.
7-hour flight. Well, I can understand why you'd go back then. Great ad for Febreze, though, if you're...
ladies and gentlemen, if you ever had the urge to light a cigarette on a plane, today is not the day.
We should try and get a hold of that guy. He's going to be a superstar.
Well, yeah, but...
What?
Well, has he admitted who he is? Would you?
Well, they know who it is. He was in there.
Yeah, but do we know? Have they made his name public?
Or as Eric tweeted earlier, would you be embarrassed or proud?
Yeah.
Man, you diverted a flight.
I guess you do have a story to tell.
This guy should be making the rounds.
He unleashed the power within.
Wow. I got to say, I would feel a little bit proud about that. There'd be some part of me where, you know.
But while it's happening, you got to be embarrassed as all hell.
I think probably.
It's kind of one of those things, while you're there, everybody's looking at you, you got to feel kind of embarrassed about that. But then later, when you tell the story.
It's your wife who's embarrassed.
Oh, my God.
I mean, can you imagine?
You'd be dead, Doc.
You're landing and you're going down the runway and you see the tarmac lined with hazmat crews. And you're going, for me?
What do you have to eat to make a 747 turnaround?
Well, they don't serve much on airlines, so you rule that out.
No, it had to happen before.
I think so.
Yeah.
I have had it with these motherfuckers on this motherfucking plane.
Ooh.
And thank you for flying Air Toxic.
It's 5:51 morning, Doc and Woody Radio Show on Shane 106.